This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Happy Human Club. I'm Soph Mosca. I'm the host of this podcast. And it is officially fall, you guys. I think the first day of fall was like September 20. Isn't it the 21st? I know that the 21st of December is like when winter starts. Let me see. The first day of fall was... Oh, it's not even on the calendar. I thought that was like a thing. I don't know. But the first day of fall was recently, so it is officially fall. I am one of those people who loves fall. Like, I feel like I get into fall early, like pretty much in August. Like, as soon as the pumpkin drinks come out at Starbucks, like, I'm getting them. And I just love... like all things fall. I love the candles that are like very fall, the fall scents. I like the fall colors in fashion. I like fall fashion in general, and I just like I like pumpkin. I like the fall drinks. I like the fall desserts. I just like the coziness that like surrounds fall. I just really love fall a lot. And I'm really leaning into it this year because I actually get to experience some sort of fall weather shift because I'm living in California now versus living in Florida like I have the past couple of years. Obviously, I grew up in New Hampshire, so I have experienced the four seasons to their extreme many, many years. And I don't personally like them that extreme. That's not true. I do like it. Like, I like the winter and I like the cold, but only for a short period of time. And so it's just so very long up in New Hampshire. It's too much for me. But Florida doesn't really get many changes. It does get chillier, especially like at night or like early mornings in the mid of like the winter months in Florida. You have to like wear a sweatshirt outside, but it's never cold. And so this year is my first year getting to experience like some nice fall weather for the first time in a few years, which is ironic that I'm saying this today because it's been 90 degrees like all week this week for some reason. Like literally it's like 92 degrees outside right now. And it's been like last week was like cold. Like it was like 55 degrees in the morning when I was walking Augie. Like it was chilly last week and now it's 90 something degrees. Like so confusing. But regardless, it's literally October. It is fall. No one can deny that it is fall. And so I figured what better time to do a fall episode, a fall themed episode where I tell you guys my current or just like lifelong fall favorites. This is going to be my fall favorites in like beauty and fashion, and then also in like food and drinks and activities, kind of like the whole shebang, the whole realm, just like all my fall favorites. Before we get into anything crazy though, I do just want to plug my social media. It's just at Soph Mosca on every social media platform except Snapchat is SOPHERRR. I have everything in the description of this episode, or I guess like, what's it called? Like the show notes of this episode? I don't know. But regardless, that's my social media. And I'm so excited to do this episode with you guys. I've listened to a few different podcasts do an episode like this, and I love it. It's like so fun. It helps get you in the fall mood as well. Which speaking of, I've been listening to so many podcasts recently on my walks. That's like what I do. And my favorites are like Gals on the Go. I really like Not Your Typical by Caitlin Nolan. Happy Hour by Gretchen Garrity. Those are like my top three, I would say. But I also listen to just like a few here and there. But like those are the ones that I listen to like every single episode that comes out. It just like inspires me to record my podcast when I listen to other podcasts that I enjoy and that like make me feel inspired. So thank them for making me consistent with these podcasts. But anyways, I have a latte that I made at home, which actually I'm drinking it right now, and it made me think, this isn't even included in this episode, but I want to mention this because I've been making this at home coffee recipe, and I guess it is like relatively fall inspired. So I'm gonna tell you guys. I talk about it in a vlog that's gonna be going up. Let me think. Oh, actually the same day as this. So this comes out in the morning, but at 12:30 Eastern time, 9:30 Pacific time, my vlog that's going up this Sunday that this is coming out, I show this recipe in that vlog as well. But it's just, I make a oat milk latte. I have it hot sometimes. I have it iced sometimes. And I take the cup that I'm going to be putting the espresso in, because you don't want to pour your espresso directly over ice. And I put honey and either cinnamon or pumpkin spice into the cup. And then I brew the espresso like on top of the honey and the cinnamon or the pumpkin spice. And I mix that, and then I pour that over the milk and ice, and it's so, so good, you guys. You have to try it out if you can, like, make espresso at home. It's so yummy. I've been, like, loving doing that, and it's I guess it is very fall tasting, because I would say, like, in the summertime, I mostly crave, like, cold brew. I just want a cold brew, like, literally nothing crazy. And I do have that every morning. Usually when I go to a coffee shop, I'll get a cold brew with oat milk, but usually in the summer, like, that's all I want. I can't like think about any other type of coffee. Like other coffees just feel too heavy and like too much when it's like hot out. It's literally hot out today. But my mind is very fall, you know? And like my apartment's cold, so whatever. But it's really great at home fall recipe if you guys are interested. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and jump into the episode. And I'm gonna start with my beauty and fashion recs, because or fall favorites, I guess you could say. I guess they're my fall recs and fall favorites. But I'm going to start with beauty and fashion. And the first thing, none of this is like revolutionary, by the way. Like, I don't think I'm going to be like introducing you guys to anything new, but it is just things that I have been loving this fall. I've been really loving wide leg sweatpants. So like, I feel like I've also just gotten used to wide leg sweatpants. So when I put on sweatpants that are like tight at the bottom, like jogger style, I'm like, I feel so restricted. The wide leg sweatpants, I'm telling you guys, are the way to go. Brandy Melville has their, everyone knows, like Brandy Melville sweatpants are so comfortable, but they have this like wide leg version of their sweatpant, and it is the comfiest thing ever. I have it in gray, but I need it in so many more colors, because it's like, I'm not kidding you, like actually so comfortable. I'm obsessed with these pants. I also have some from Skims. I have some from, I don't own these, but I saw that Aritzia, their boyfriend sweatpants, now come in wide leg, which I have to get, because like the boyfriend sweatpants are like my favorite thing in the world. So imagining them wide leg, like hello, that's going to be like the only pant I ever wear. But wide leg sweatpants. They look cute. I feel like they almost look a little bit more elevated too. So I like to wear them on flights because I can wear like a sweater and those pants, and I feel like I don't look quite as frumpy as like sweatpants and a sweatshirt, you know? Not that I care, like most times I don't, but I do, like recently I've just been finding myself like, I don't know, I have these moments, here's me going on a tangent, but I have these moments where I'm like, okay, Sophia, like you're almost halfway through 24, like you're 24 years old, next year you turn 25, like you're almost in your mid-20s, you gotta like at some point you're too old to like dress super frumpy. Like, I don't know. I used to get on airplanes like wearing stained sweatpants and sweatshirt, like whatever, like wrinkled and like anything. But now I'm like, I think it's time. Let's be an adult just like a little bit. And let's put on something slightly nicer before a flight. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, like maybe it is just me growing up and like wanting to put more effort into like how I look. I don't know, you guys, like I don't know, but I just have been really liking wide leg sweatpants, and that's a moral of the story there. And they're so comfortable, and I just feel like they look really cute, and they're a good transitional piece, I feel like, as well, because you can wear like sweatpants and a tank top, sweatpants and a t-shirt, sweatpants and a sweater. Like, you can really do whatever. You can wear sweatpants, tank top, and a cardigan. There's like a lot of ways you can wear sweatpants, and I just really like pieces because I just want to be cozy in the fall. So I really like pieces that I can like, that are cozy, that I could dress up, or that are like, that are sweatpants, but I can wear them to go shopping or whatever, and I don't like look like I'm necessarily just like wearing my sweats. Do you know what I mean? Okay, my next fall fashion favorite is not like a new thing.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And I wanted to hop on this trend last year, but again, lived in Florida, so it was like kind of silly. But the UGG Ultra Mini platform boots, it's like, I know people shit on UGGs because it's like everyone used to have them, they are basic, but like, you guys realize they get, like, they're popular for a reason. But I will say I've been an UGG hater, like, in the past, I've thought UGGs are, like, so ugly. And I actually saw this TikTok about this girl that's like, why are we all pretending like UGGs don't look like we're all wearing hooves? And it's so true. Like, they're not, like, the cutest shoe, but they're just, like, really on trend, which makes them cute. Do you know what I mean? Like, inherently, they're not the cutest shoe ever, but because they're, like, really in, they look cute with a lot of outfits. And, like, if you go on Pinterest and search fall outfits, like, all these really cool girls are dressed in these really cute outfits, and they're wearing UGGs, and it's like, it's just kind of a vibe, and they're so warm and so comfortable. Although I will say, I find myself like rolling my ankles, and I'm like, I roll my ankle at least one time every single time I wear my UGG Ultra Mini platform boots. But yeah, I really like them. I got them this year, and I haven't owned UGGs for a few years. The last UGGs that I had were the mini UGGs, like the Ultra Mini UGGs. I had them in black, and I had them when I was in college. And like, when you live up north, like when I was in New Hampshire in college, like you kind of need them. Like, your feet get cold because it gets so cold outside. So like, walking to class, like they were practical, and I got a lot of use out of them. And they were black, so I'd like wear like black leggings with them, and at the time it was like cute. And that was the last time I owned them, but I obviously didn't pack them with me when I moved to Florida. And I actually went back home last year and I was looking for them, and I guess I must have given them away. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I gave them to Lauren, my best friend from back home. But I remember like looking for them last year because UGGs were like back in and I couldn't find them. But this year I was like, okay, again, I'm leaning into the fall. I'm gonna get some. And I actually ordered them pretty early. Like, I think I ordered them at like the beginning of September, maybe like end of August. And they were back ordered. Like, I didn't get them till a few weeks ago. But I got them early because I was seeing TikToks about how they like sell out really fast. My coffee machine is cleaning itself right now. Okay, we're just going to ignore the coffee machine doing its thing. But I have been really loving them, and I think they're definitely worth the hype. I got the mustard seed color, like the chestnut color is like what everyone had last year, and I guess this year. I literally saw a TikTok that was like, the new Cool Girl UGG color is custard, or not custard. Wait, is it custard or is it mustard seed? Oh my god, is it custard? Oh my god, I don't know. Wait, I don't know what it is, but it's one of the two. Maybe it's custard. Oh my god, I don't know. Oh, I feel so dumb right now. But I literally saw a TikTok about that, and I was like, okay, this one girl on TikTok said so, so I'm gonna go buy them. And turns out I have been seeing that color like more this year. So really, really been loving those this fall. The next thing is more of like a beauty thing over a fashion thing. And it's really simple. Just bronzy eyeshadow or like just like a brown eye. So like brown mascara, brown eyeliner, gold brown eye situation going on. I've been really liking that, and I think because I have brown hair and brown eyes, I just feel like it makes my brown hair and brown eyes look really brown, and I just feel like it just is very flattering on me, and it's very fall, and I like to wear, well, okay, the reason I like that brown eye so much is because you can do so many different lip colors with it. So you can lean in and do a brownish lip, you can do like a burgundy lip, you can do like a maroon lip, you can do a purpley lip, you can do like a light pink lip. So it really depends, but I really like to do light pink lips or like a pinky red, like a purpley red type of color. But I just like, I have issues with lipstick because it just never stays on and I don't want to reapply it like 500 times. So I often just go for lip gloss that I can just like it doesn't really matter if it's not on, because nothing bugs me more than when I'm wearing lipstick and it starts to like crust and like not look good and you look like you've been like making out with someone. Like I hate how that looks. So I often just like go for a lip gloss, but luckily nowadays there's even like so many well pigmented lip glosses and stuff that I feel like are a better bet. But yeah, I've just been really liking doing just the bronzy eyes. I feel like, I mean, you can do it all year round, but in the fall it just looks nice because you're probably wearing like deeper, darker colors, and so it just complements like the fall fashion and like the fall leaves and just everything. Just very cute and very fall. The next beauty thing is, I guess this is fashion, is big sweaters or like slouchy baggy tops. I think this just goes along with like wanting to be cozy, so like knit cardigans, big oversized knit sweaters. I don't know, I think when the weather's cold you can kind of take advantage of like being super comfy but looking cute. So like if you wear a big baggy sweater, you're gonna be super cozy as if you're wearing like a sweatshirt or a crew neck sweatshirt, but you're wearing a sweater, so you look more put together. And this is another thing like that I just never owned in Florida. I would own crew necks and sweatshirts because like you could put that over something, but for some reason I just like never really got like knit sweaters too much. I had like a couple, but so I'm leaning into it this year. I've like gotten all the knit. I'm literally wearing the cutest, coziest cardigan, knit cardigan from Lovers and Friends. I got it off of Revolve right now, and I'm so cozy. I'm actually cold, my apartment's cold because I'm wearing shorts, but like I'm bundled up in this cardigan and it's really nice. But yeah, just in general, just like big cozies. I just feel like also like big and baggy is in. It has been for a while. I think it's here to stay. Like the bigger the better at this point. Like you can drown in your clothes and someone would be like, oh my god, you look so cute. Like literally wide leg sweatpants, big oversized chunky knit sweater, UGG ultra mini platforms, like outfit, fall outfit, cozy, cute, easy, comfy, you're sold. Like it's the perfect fall outfit. If you want to be more put together, put on some bronzy eyeshadow, do a little bit of makeup, make it a fit, you know. It's just like cute, cozy, comfortable, big sweaters. Oh my gosh, this one has been like my thing. Deep colored nails. So like right now I have a chocolate brown. Before that I did like a deep blue. And then before that, I did like a wine red. I've just been loving doing these like deep colors. Not even necessarily dark. Like, yeah, I guess they are dark. But just like a very like rich version of colors. So like if I'm gonna do a purple, not like a bright purple, not like a pastel purple, not like an electric purple, like neon purple, like a deep purple, like a shadowy, like just deep, like deep. That's the only word I can think of to describe it. Just like beautiful fall colors, but you don't even have to do like a fall color. It doesn't have to be brown, doesn't have to be red, doesn't have to be orange. Like you can do blues and pinks and whatever, but make them like deep, and they're just like inherently fall. And I've been loving doing it, and it's so not me. Like normally I would always go for like a light nail or no nail polish at all, but I have just been into the darks, and I'm realizing that I really, really like it on myself. And I thought I didn't, but I do. And I wonder what I'm gonna do next. Maybe like a purpley color. Although I think the next nails I do will be my nails for Aruba. So maybe we'll do something more fun. I don't know. But I just really like dark colors kind of all year round, honestly. Like I really love a deep red nail when you're tan. Like that looks beautiful. So just been really liking that. And I also feel like right now, like that's what people are getting just like in the fall, obviously. But I've been doing that and it's been my obsession. Like I am in love with the brown color I have right now. And the blue I got was okay. It wasn't my favorite ever. I liked it at first, but then it was like a lot as I was like wearing different colors and everything. But the red I got was like my favorite. So I'm probably gonna get that color again. But yeah, deep colored nails are like my obsession right now. The next fall favorite is adding hats to like sleeker outfits to sort of dress them down. So you could wear like jeans, a tucked in white t-shirt, but like a nice structured white t-shirt, and like a belt, some ballet flats, but then throw on like a baseball cap or like a trucker hat, and it's like a cute sleek looking fit, but it's like dressed down. Or even like slacks, a t-shirt, or like how about this, because it's I don't want it to be another t-shirt, slacks, a belt, a tank top, a cardigan, and your sambas, but then you throw on a hat. Like you just dress down nicer clothing. Again, this isn't like revolutionary, like this is like what's just in style right now, but it's I've been really loving the look of it. And for hat racks, the brand 112s, I own just one hat from them, but their hats are really, really cute. In fact, she just dropped more, or there's two of them. It's Lily and Andy. I don't know if they're married or engaged. I don't know. I don't know them personally. I just, a lot of the YouTubers I watch know them, and Lily does YouTube too, I believe, but they own this brand called 112s, and they do like shoes, but they also have hats, and their hats are really, really cute. They have like new fall color hats. In fact, wait, me literally typing 112s into my computer as we speak because I don't want to forget to order this, because their new fall colors are really cute. They have like a red one that I really want to get. I've been really into red, but I have a green one, and well, it's all of them are like they have the same top. It's like this like creamish color, but then the rims are different colors, and I have like one with the green, but I want to get the one with the red. But they're really cute, really flattering, and I have a small head, and trucker hats sometimes like eat my head, but the 112's hats like fit really cute, so love those. But just that vibe in general is like my thing right now. Like I just love how it looks on other people and myself. Like I have yet to see it not look good on someone, you know. My last beauty and fashion favorite is actually something I don't do, but I like want to, but I just can't commit to it. And I've seen other people do it, and it just is so cute. But mixing silver and gold jewelry, especially when it's like chunky jewelry, and like especially when it's like, say, like earrings that have both gold and silver on them, or like a watch that has both gold and silver, where like things are like intertwined versus having like silver rings and like gold earrings, like very intentionally mix matched gold and silver. I love how that looks. However, I feel like it's a little bit of a micro trend. Like, not necessarily, like, kinda. Like, silver is never gonna go out and gold is never gonna go out. But I think the, like, really big mixing of it is gonna go out a bit. Like, I don't think it's gonna stay super in. And so I haven't wanted to, like, buy gold and silver jewelry because I spent the last like 4 years transitioning from all silver to all gold, and I'm finally at all gold, and now I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just sit this trend out at least for now, unless it like stays. watch my next vlog, I'm gonna be like, look at these new gold silver earrings I got. I was tempted though. I almost got a gold and silver watch at the Melrose Trading Post this weekend, but I didn't get it. But I think that would be the first purchase. It'd be like a gold and silver watch, and then I'd get like, I mean, maybe I would even just do that because like the watch has gold in it, so it would just be like a pop of silver or whatever. Anyways, now I'm like, now I want a gold and silver watch. But yeah, I just really like how it looks on people, and I think it just elevates a look and looks like you put effort into it and thought. It makes you look really trendy and cute. I just don't think I'm personally going to be participating just because I just finally got to having all gold. So I'll set this one out, but you guys do it for me because I think it is so, so cute. Okay, next category we're going to move on to is food and drink. I feel like this is everyone's favorite when it comes to fall. Everyone looks forward to the fall food, the fall drinks. It's kind of like what makes fall fall. And I do like, I think Christmas has it too, where there's like Christmas drinks and there's Christmas desserts and things like that. But I don't think there's a season that does it quite like fall. You know, like the pumpkin, the apple, the cinnamon, the, like just all the warm, cozy flavors kind of come out in the fall. And if anything, you're like, you're used to it by Christmas time. So even though you still have that stuff during Christmas time, you've already had it in the fall. So it's like, I just feel like every year fall comes around and like everyone just gets excited for the warm, cozy desserts because you spent the summer doing, you know, like light fruity stuff or like ice cream. And then all of a sudden it's like pumpkin this, pumpkin that, apple this, apple that. And it's like, everyone gets excited for it. But my very first fall favorites, I've been posting about this a lot on my Snapchat story because I went through like 2 weeks where I got it every single day. Actually, I haven't got it in a few days or like a week or so, actually, like a while. But I created this like fall drink. I think I saw it somewhere. I don't remember where I saw it, but like I know I saw this somewhere. But go to Starbucks and order an oat milk shaken espresso. And I get one pump of toffee nut, one pump of pumpkin, because that's plenty sweet for me. There's plenty flavor in there for me. And then just for blood sugar purposes, it's just, that's enough sugar for me to do in a drink. Drinks are tricky, especially like coffee and stuff, because like you have to find the right speed at which to drink them with your insulin. So it just gets tricky. So if I, like the less sugar, the easier it is for me to like handle. But if you like more sweet, you can add like however many pumps you want. I usually get a venti, and it's like, it's still, I wouldn't say it's like sweet, but you still get the flavors. I don't know. I don't like super sweet coffee, so I don't know. Regardless, just that idea in general, one pump toffee nut, one pump pumpkin with the oat milk shaken espresso. It is so good, you guys. You have to try it. It's a fun, like different take, because I was getting sick of the pumpkin cream cold brews, which right now sounds absolutely delicious. Maybe I'll have to get one tomorrow. I don't really do pumpkin spice lattes. They're fine, but like, I don't really ever get lattes from Starbucks. Well, I guess a shaken espresso is a latte, isn't it? I just bit my own tongue. But yeah, I don't really ever order the pumpkin spice lattes. And I haven't tried the apple crisp whatever drink they have, but I've been getting this little creation I made, and it's so good, and I've had other people try it and tell me that they love it. My girlfriend hates it, though. Like, she hates it. She was, like, so grossed out by it, but I've heard a lot of other people liking it, and I personally love it, so definitely give that a try, because that is, like, my favorite drink at the moment. And then, of course, like, I feel like I can't talk about fall favorites without talking about the pumpkin cream cold brew from Starbucks. Like, I called it PCC. I love my PCCs. Like, I think they're so good. And yeah, obviously, not much to be said about that. But I love pumpkin cream cold brews from Starbucks. Oh my god, I did put my homemade honey oat milk cinnamon latte on here. Well, I already gave you guys a preview about my at-home coffee that I've been making. But apparently, it definitely is my favorite because I did end up putting it on here. Like, I didn't think I did. I did. Next favorite is crock pot recipe, you guys. Oh my gosh, I've been making a crock pot recipe a week. They're the best because one, you get to like bask in the smell if you work from home. Like I cook, like I put it in the crock pot in the morning, and then all day long as I'm like editing and whatever, all I can smell is my crock pot cooking, and it smells so good and so homey. And but if you don't work from home, like you can put it in the crock pot, leave, come back home from work, and it's literally ready, like your dinner is ready for you, which is like such a cool concept. And it just reminds me, because, like, my mom would always make crockpot recipes, especially, like, she'd make her, like, our family pasta sauce recipe in a crockpot. And so, like, I'd come home from school and it would just smell like the sauce. And I'd be like, oh my God, like, sauce tonight. I'm so excited. It's just, like, the coziest thing ever. It's so fall, so homey. And you can make literally anything in a crock pot. Like, it's like the it's like our parents' version of a air fryer. Like, I swear the only appliances you need are an air fryer and a crock pot, and you can make anything. But you can make chili, you can make soup, you can make stew, you can make pasta sauce, you can just make, like, a shredded meat. Like, literally whatever you want, you can make inside of it. I've made shredded meat, I've made chili, I've made like this, it was like chicken pot pie filling, and, like, I served, like, a biscuit on top of it. That was insane. So many things you can make. I recently, not in the crock pot, but just, like, on the stove, I made my family's minestrone soup recipe, and I want to try to make it in the crock pot. Like, I'm definitely, like, I'm sure I could, and I bet it would be so good. So I might, like, experiment and give that a try. I wonder if my mom has ever done that. I'm gonna have to ask her. But you can literally make anything, and crockpot recipes are just, they're, like, it's hard for them not to be good. I will say the chili I made isn't, like, the best chili I ever had. I don't love the recipe that I found and used. But, I mean, it was still great. Like, crockpot recipes just, like, are always good. And they're always super homey recipes. So, love that. The next favorite is cooking with or just eating seasonal fruits and veggies. So, like, apples, carrots, potatoes, pumpkins, figs, anything that's, like, in season. I tend to do this, like, all year round, but the stuff that's in season in the fall is just so good. It's, like, all my favorite things. Just, like, sweet and cozy, just, like, just so nice. And, like, roasted carrots are so yummy. Cooked potatoes are so yummy. Figs. I just recently tried fresh figs for the first time. Life-changing. But also, I have this fig spread from Trader Joe's. This is a fall favorite for sure. It's literally like fig butter. Oh my God. It's like jam. It's like fig jam. And it is so good, you guys. I put it on an English muffin. Well, okay. This is what I've been doing every morning. Here's a fall favorite, because I've been doing this, like, all fall long. I cook up 2 eggs, whatever. But I've been cooking them with butter instead of oil, and they come out so much better. Like, I don't even care. Literally so much better. Like, make your eggs with butter. They're so much better. And then I make an English muffin. I toast it. And on one side, I do butter and fig butter. It's called fig butter, but it's fig jam. And then I actually put my eggs, like, on top of that half. And it's so good. It's, like, sweet, savory, salty, like, all in one. It's so good. And on the other half, I do peanut butter and some pumpkin butter, which pumpkin butter is, like, pretty much just sugar. It's, like, pumpkin-y flavored, pure, like, sugary puree. It's like a treat, but it's so good. And I just put a little bit mixed in with the peanut butter, and oh my gosh, you guys, it's, like, my favorite breakfast. But just eating and cooking with things that are in season, like, your food is going to be so good. And it's also just fun to, like, again, lean into the season that we're in. And it just makes, because for me, like, any sort of change is, like, okay, like, we got some change coming, and it's, like, overwhelming and daunting, even just something as simple as seasons changing. So it's just nice to lean into it and just, like, embrace the season that we're in. It's fun. It makes it exciting. Oh my gosh, you guys, this next one. Recently, Sweet Lauren's, the cookie dough company, sent me a bunch of their cookie doughs. And one of the ones they sent me was pumpkin spice. Oh my gosh. These cookies are so good. They are literally the most delicious thing I've ever tasted. Sweet Lauren's cookies are good in general, but oh my God, these pumpkin spice cookies, you guys need to go get them. I think they sell them at, like, Whole Foods. I don't know where else you can get them. You can get them online, probably on Amazon, like, whatever. I don't actually know, but I've gotten that Whole Foods before, and they are so good. You guys, that's all I have to say. Literally make those cookies. Oh, fun fact, you can actually bake cookies in the air fryer, because I've been doing it. So, fun fact. The next favorite is Trader Joe's pumpkin overnight oats. So, Trader Joe's has a bunch of different flavors of, like, pre-made overnight oats. And their pumpkin one is to die for. It's definitely something that's like you could just make yourself at home because the ingredients are literally like oats, pumpkin puree, dates, salt, cinnamon, water. Like super simple ingredients. So like it's not something you couldn't just make on your own. But sometimes it's easier to just buy it already made. And oh my god, they are so good. Sometimes I have them for breakfast. Sometimes I have them for dessert. Sometimes I have them with my lunch. Like, they're just so good. So good any time of day. Like, literally the most delicious thing in the world. Like, I literally love them so much. I, like, don't want them to go out of season. I need to, like, stock up. But I don't know how long they last. But they're so good. You guys have to try. I feel like just in general, Trader Joe's. Just go to Trader Joe's. Get a bunch of their fun fall stuff. Really, no one does fall like Trader Joe's, like genuinely. So, been loving those. Oh, this fall favorite is so real. I like cannot stop. I'm like cannot be stopped. Breakfast for dinner, specifically pancakes, specifically pumpkin pancakes. My girlfriend and I both love pancakes. She's like the best pancake maker ever. And we've been having breakfast for dinner like all the time. And we recently got the, and oh, well, I should say, when we do breakfast for dinner, usually what we do is we make pancakes. We have fresh fruit on the side. And then I usually, well, sometimes we make bacon, like turkey bacon. And then I usually will make myself eggs or an omelet for the side, like on the side, just for like blood sugar and whatever. And also just like, I just like doing the sweet and savory together. But we got the Trader Joe's pumpkin pancake and waffle mix. It is so good. It literally tastes like a donut. Like, it is so good. You guys have to try it. It is, I can't even explain it. Like, it's so good. So that's another one of my favorites. And then, okay, this one, I posted this on my Instagram story and people were like, I cannot get behind this, but hear me out. I ordered this off of like Amazon or something, or maybe Whole Foods, like got it delivered. But it's the brand OM, like OM, and it's mushroom hot cocoa. But I want to just preface, it's not Swiss mix. Like, it's not your Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate that you're thinking of. You have to go into it thinking of just like drinking chocolate, like not the sweet, like hot chocolate like you're probably used to. But it's so good, and I love it at night because it's really, really rich. It's like very rich, and it's just like a warm, cozy cup of like chocolate. Like, it's so good, not too intense, and it's like not, I think it's sweetened with like stevia, but it's like not sweet tasting very much. There is a little bit of the stevia flavor, so if you don't like that like feeling of like stevia, if you know what I mean, you know what I mean, then you probably wouldn't like it. But if you like stevia, then you would like it, I think. But it's so good, you guys. Like, it is so cozy, and it's also just like filling because it's like hot liquid, and it's also like chocolate. So like, I don't know, I just go to bed with like a full, warm, cozy stomach, and I just love that feeling in the fall. So I've been loving that. And then kind of going along with this, just bedtime tea, like making myself a cup of sleepy time tea or peppermint or mint tea or like a ginger tea or any sort of like relaxation tea at night. I mean, I do this all year round, but specifically in the fall and winter, like I get really into my tea. So yeah, I've been really loving doing a bedtime tea. Okay, that concludes all my food and drink favorites. So now we will move into activities, like fall activities that have been my favorite this year. Okay, first one, I feel like I've been talking about a lot just in my podcast, on my YouTube, whatever, but walks. Walks. And I cannot stress this enough. Walks. Literally, walks have been my thing. Fall is like the perfect time to walk because the weather is not too hot, not too cold. It's not very humid. It's breezy. It's usually pretty sunny, at least a lot of days in like early fall. It is the perfect time to walk, especially like early, crisp fall mornings. Like, oh my gosh, it is like, there is something magical about that. I've been absolutely loving doing that. Augie loves it too. It's like our favorite thing ever. So, been doing a lot of walking, and it's so nice, so fun, so relaxing. It helps clear my head, I can't even explain how much I've been loving my walks this fall. Another fall activity, which I kind of like covered when I was talking about the food, but baking, like baking fall recipes, apple crisp, apple pie, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin bread, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, like whatever. Your cozy comfort dessert, food, whatever. Baking, like baking is just such a fun activity. You could have a night in, you know, light some candles, your fall candles, put on, I've been putting on a fall Yule log on the, or like fireplace situation on the TV, and it like crackles and it's like pretty on the TV, and it's just like relaxing with some candles lit. I don't know. And then just like baking and having like a night in with your tea, whatever. It's just so cozy. I love it. Next activity is, I feel like fall's a great time to do this, not only because of the fresh produce, but also the weather and just like the atmosphere of it. And like the vibes of it, you know, going to a farmer's market or a training post or a flea market, something like that. It's really fun in the summer as well. Like summer and fall, I feel like are the best times to go to like flea markets, farmers markets, trading posts, all things like that. But the fall is just like really fun because again, the weather is just so perfect and you get all the cozies, all the really yummy fresh produce. And it's just a really fun activity, especially if you do live in a place where it does get really cold and snowy. Like get outside and be like, go do the outdoor things that you're not going to want to do during winter, like farmers markets and like all that. And then going along with that, like fruit picking. I think that there's not too much of that around where I live in California. I think I'd have to drive a couple hours or so. But if you live somewhere where you can go apple picking or like go to a pumpkin patch, go. Like literally go. It's so fun. It's just like wholesome, you know, nostalgic, just fun. I grew up going apple picking every single year and I loved it. My mom texted me recently and said that nobody wanted to go apple picking with her, and I was like, what? Like, who wouldn't want to go apple picking? Like, that was like always my favorite. Although maybe it wasn't. I feel like I probably, when I was a teenager or younger, was like bratty and didn't want to go, but I feel like I've always loved apple picking at my core, even if I was trying to be cool and pretend like I didn't. But yeah, fruit picking, like lean into the seasons. It's like, it's what the season changes are for, you know? And I feel like I kind of touched on this when I was talking about like setting the atmosphere while baking, but like homesteading, like light the fall candles, create a cozy environment with blankets and comfy clothes and soft lighting and baking, if like that sets the tone, the environment for you. Just like homestead. It's your time to be home and be peaceful and bake, and you spent the summer, you know, traveling and going out and about and whatever, but now fall's here and it's cozy and you're preparing to hibernate all winter. And it's just like, I feel like the fall is also a lot about like family and friends. Like you get together for like Friendsgiving or Thanksgiving or whatever, but it's just, it's a good time to settle in, maybe do like a nice clean out of like a closet, maybe like rearrange a room or redecorate, or yeah, decorate for fall, whatever it is. Just get yourself ready for the colder months and just like enjoy the slowness, the peacefulness of fall. A great way that I've been doing that, which is my last activity, you know, favorite, is reading. I'm going to do a whole episode on books because I've been on a reading kick. I'm on my 8th book, I believe. I'm reading The Housemaid. I'm going to finish it probably tonight or tomorrow. It's really, really good. It's by Freida McFadden, the same one that wrote Never Lie that I read. I really like that author. She's a really good like psychological thriller type writer. And her books are just really easy reads. And I've just been cruising along reading, you guys, like insane. But it's just been my favorite fall thing. And fall's like such a good time to do it because, again, you set the mood, you light the candles, you have your fall decor, you have your Yule log going on the TV, you have your pumpkin bread baking in the oven, you're in your cozy sweater with cozy blankets and cozy socks, and you just spent the day apple picking, and now you have your hot cup of tea or hot cup of coffee or hot chocolate, whatever it is, maybe even apple cider, and you just sit on the couch and you read, and it's so, so cozy. So have been loving reading this fall and summer. It's my new obsession, but it's fall now, so it's my fall obsession. Okay, the last little category of fall favorites is like wellness or like self-care type of things. And I feel like this is especially important as the weather begins to get colder and grayer, because for a lot of us, that means, you know, some seasonal depression. But even if you don't suffer like from severe seasonal depression or anything like that, I just feel like extended periods of time with gray, cold weather, it gets to all of us. It really does. Like, we need our sunshine, we need our warm. And, you know, humans just, we get a little bit sad and gloomy when it's sad and gloomy outside after long periods of time, like the winters. So I feel like fall's a really good time to really focus on yourself and zone in on wellness and self-care things. So I've been really loving having like a very set routine and getting lots of quality sleep. So something that I've been working on is like my routine with sleep. So trying to go to bed and wake up around the same time every day. And I have always sort of been like, yeah, I'm sure that's like good for you, whatever. But like, as long as you're getting enough hours of sleep, like, what does it really matter? But I just feel like I'm getting such better quality sleep now that I'm going to bed around the same time every night, like within an hour or 2 hour time period. And I wake up at the same time every single day, except for like Sundays, I'll sleep in a little bit, but, or like maybe Saturdays and Sundays, but it just makes me feel good. Like, having that routine, especially as the weather gets chilly and it gets gloomy and you feel a little bit down in the dumps, like, I just feel like having your routine, at least for me, it makes anywhere feel like home. Anywhere and any time can feel cozy and homey and comforting if I'm doing my routine. So I just am a routine person. I'm someone that really, really thrives off of routine. I have talked about how I can get like too into my routine and it's like toxic productivity, but I think after the summer especially, I think a lot of us are like off and, you know, doing all the summer fun things and being spontaneous. Like, it's a good time in the fall to zone in on yourself and really take care of your body, especially with the colder weather. A lot of sickness has come around, so if you're getting good sleep and you're in a healthy routine, you know, might stand a better chance against the things that go around during the wintertime. Your immune system's going to thank you. Just overall, your body's going to be thanking you. And so that's something that I've been really, really focusing on this fall. And I really see the benefits of it, because I just feel like my energy is like reliable. Like, I know what time I get tired. I know what time I will have energy to do this or that, you know? And it's just really, I've just been protecting my peace, protecting my body, and just doing really what I need to feel my best. I also kind of brushed upon this earlier, but something I've been doing that I feel like is really good for my mental health is listening to podcasts that inspire me, just from girls that I feel similar to, who like live similar lives to me, things like that. I really like to listen to on my walks or whatever. Just really clears my mind. So like I mentioned, I really like Not Your Typical. I like Gals on the Go. I also really like the McDonald Sisters have a podcast called Love You Bye. I also really like that podcast. Just like chill, nothing crazy. Pretty much just podcasts like mine where it's just girls chatting, talking about, you know, their lives, things they like, things of that nature. And it's relaxing for me. It's like a mindless thing that I do. It's similar to reading, where it's like one of the few things where I'm not really thinking about anything in my own life, because all I'm thinking about is like what's like, I don't know, it's like you're on FaceTime with a friend sometimes. So I've been really loving that this fall. And something I did recently that I really enjoyed that I want to do more of is I took like a hot, like hot as I could stand bath right before bed. I didn't even stay in it for very long. I think I was only in it for like a half hour or so, maybe like 45 minutes, but it was just really nice because, I mean, I don't really love baths, and like while I was in it, I was like, okay, this is like not that amazing. But once I got out, my muscles felt great. My whole body just felt like relaxed and cozy, and I got into bed all clean because I took a shower after that. And it just felt really nice after the fact. So although I'm not a huge fan of like baths themselves, the after effects were really nice. Like my body just felt very zen and very comfortable, and like my muscles just felt really good. And so I really liked that. I want to do more of that this fall, especially like it's chilly outside. You just want to get like all bundled up, and it's like you can't put it on. It's like, you know, when it gets cold enough outside to where all the clothes in the world don't make you warm enough. You're like chilled to the bone. You have to go like get in some hot water. Like that's how I was the other night. And it really worked and it really helped. So it's something that I definitely want to do more of this fall. And lastly, my fall favorite overall is just slowing down. I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on this as well, so stay tuned for that. But just in general, in like my daily routines, in my workouts, in how I just am living my life, this fall I've just been really liking what it feels like to just slow down and live a slower, quieter, more simple life. And yeah, I've just been really loving that this fall, and it's just been exactly what I need, exactly what I've been craving, especially after my big move from Florida to California. Like I just need some silence, some peace, some time with myself, just some slowness and some stillness. And it's been very, very healing, and I've been really loving doing that this fall, and I feel like that's going to carry me well throughout the rest of the year. But those are all of my fall favorites. I feel like I touched upon a good amount of them. Like I really got everything covered. So I hope you guys, you know, found some fall favorites you want to try out or whatever. I'm putting on some lip gloss right now because my lips got so dry from talking. But I love you guys so much. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I'm so happy that I've been back and more consistent with this podcast, and I'm happy to see that you guys still love it. But I appreciate you guys. I don't say that enough. I wouldn't be here without you. I love you all. And make sure you follow me on all my social media. It's always linked down below in the description. But I will talk to you guys so super soon in the next episode. Bye.